Halloween ends. Is this the end of the Halloween franchise? Will we ever see Michael Myers again? One thing's for sure, we'll never see Jamie Lee Curtis in another Halloween film. She's made that clear. But that's okay. Having seen this film, I don't ever want to see Jamie Lee Curtis in another Halloween movie. This film was awful. That's cutting to the chase. It made $40 million in its opening weekend. If we're talking about the franchise as a whole, there have been 12 other Halloween films which have grossed over $773 million in combined revenue. There's a lot of weight on Halloween Ends' shoulders. And what you really want to do as the director, who in this case is David Gordon Green, who's directed the past three Halloween films, you really want to give this film its proper send-off. Everyone knows you can't kill the boogeyman. This will not be the final Halloween movie. This film was incredibly awful. I'm going to get into some of the specifics. This was the first Halloween movie where Michael Myers actually has a partner. I can't remember that ever happening, and I'm pretty sure I've watched all the other Halloween films. I don't ever remember him partnering up and tag teaming on murders. So that happened in this film. There was a character in the film by the name of Corey who, due to a tragic accident, ended up killing a young boy on accident by kicking a door open and the kid being flung down a flight of stairs and ends up dying. After that, he has this stigma that he's a bad person and no one wants to talk to him in the town. They all shun him. And everywhere he goes, he's looked at as a child killer. That would be a tough thing and it could mess with you psychologically. Now, I understand they have to have a backstory. They have to have a plot in order to try to bring Michael Myers to life or to give him something to do. There has to be a story other than just having him going around slashing and killing people. I can see a story like this working. It's what they did with it after this is where it went wrong. They sort of give him a love interest. Her name's Allison, played by Andy Machak, and the part of Corey is played by Rohan Campbell. Those are the main actors in the film. I can't fault those two for having done anything wrong. It's just that in this case, I don't know if it was the writing or the direction. I think it's more a combination of the two. Mostly the writing is where this film went wrong. They made those two basically a couple. She had this weird attraction to him, which really made no sense. I don't think he was overly attractive, but for some reason she was into him and they sort of had this little bit of a relationship, which didn't last very long as Corey's character kind of fell further and further down to the dark side, so to speak. So at some point he ends up going down into the sewers and then he meets Michael Myers. He's like, hey bud, what you doing? And Michael Myers for some reason doesn't kill him. I'm like, okay. So Michael Myers kills almost everything in every other film, but when he's in the sewer, he's in his chill spot. He doesn't kill anyone. He was just down there watching the Flintstones or something. He wasn't doing anything. Corey decides to bring him a body. He bring him some prey, like you bring, let's say, a snake, a mouse to eat. That's what Corey did in this film. And then he was like, please show me how to do what you do. And the writing was just really bad. And because of this sort of situation and this path that they were going down, Corey ends up killing more people in the film than does Michael Myers. Michael Myers only killed 3 people in the film. This is the first Halloween I can remember where the John Carpenter song didn't really play in the movie, nor the creepy lead-in music. The music that they used to play in the original Halloween, you need that scary music and you just need a little bit of a backdrop of a plot. It doesn't have to be that much detail. At first, what I thought they were trying to do with Corey's character, maybe make him the replacement Michael Myers. Maybe Michael Myers was actually going to end or was going to get caught and they needed someone to carry the torch, so to speak. But spoilers, that doesn't happen because Corey ends up being ended himself later in the film by Jamie Lee Curtis, which couldn't have happened soon enough. The other thing that this film did was it actually showed Michael Myers being weak rather than the strong villain that he's known for. Michael Myers usually has superhuman strength and he can take as much as he gives. You can stab him multiple times and he keeps on going. He's like the Energizer Bunny, but not this time, not in this film. He needed his partner to do the heavy lifting. It was just sort of ridiculous. Then I had a few problems with some of the plot points. Jamie Lee Curtis's character, who plays the part of Lori. If she was so traumatized by Michael Myers after all these years, why is she still in this fictional town of Haydenfield, Illinois? Even if she did decide to live in the same city or the same house, why is she decorating the house for Halloween with the carved pumpkins and everything? I think that was really the only tie-in to Halloween in this film were the pumpkins. They did kind of tell you what day it was. Eventually they mentioned it was Halloween Day. Not once did they show anyone trick-or-treating, any kids, no one going out, no candy or anything like that. I think the Halloween part of this was relying heavily on just the fact that you know that there's a Michael Myers, that there's a boogeyman out there somewhere, and that he is coming. The other question was that they advanced the timeline 4 years in this film from the last film, which was Halloween Kills. You kind of wonder, like, well, what was Michael Myers doing the last 4 years? Was he just chilling in the sewers, just going trick-or-treating on Halloween's for three and a half, 4 years? So some of those things just didn't make sense. This was a really, really disappointing film. If you're going to call it a conclusion to the series of Halloween, I really don't think this is going to be the last one. Just like we've seen in other years, Rob Zombie did a couple of Halloween films. The first one was really good, the first one of his. And I would much rather go back and rewatch that probably 4 or 5 times before I would ever consider putting this one back in to rewatch. For that reason, I would only give this film 1 star, and it was terrible. The other thing this film was missing was the presence of Donald Pleasance, who was in the first, I don't know, was it 3 or 4 Halloween films? He had provided this mystery. He knew all about Michael Myers and what made him tick. All I can say is rest in peace, Donald Pleasance, and he would probably be turning over in his grave if he had to watch this film.